Blog Talk Radio.
All right, thanks for downloading the shorter version of Real Sports Talk Radio. It's like the epilogue of our show for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we'll have a special interview I did with Amani Toomer of the New York Giants. But first, a quick word from Blog Talk Radio. Listen, ever want to have your own podcast? You can do talk about politics, sports, the weather, Kim Kardashian. You can talk about whatever you want. Go to blogtalkradio.com. They have great packages available where you, too, can have your own podcast. That's right. For more information, go to blogtalkradio.com. But for right now, just enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records.
Sports Talk Radio, thanks for taking a few minutes downloading the show, making us a part of your week for 45 minutes for this show. It's just a few guys sitting there talking about sports and just hanging out, having a good time. Just for a quick reminder, Real Sports Talk Radio does not share the same views as the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the National Hockey League, as well as UFC and WWE. I'm joined by Ryan Stern of Beyond the Benches of Back Sports Page. Ryan, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing just wonderful. How about yourself, Mr. Zillia?
I'm doing okay. It's just, you know, like I said, it's like the epilogue of tomorrow's show. I'm getting that right? The epilogue comes first?
Yeah, I think that if you're going by, like, epilogue, or is it epilogue first, or is it the prologue first?
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, this is what happens when I start trying to use words that I don't fully understand.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to start stumping people and start using the word epilogue. Like, that word has ever been a part of my vocabulary. Like, I don't think, out of all the years you've ever known me, have I ever used the word epilogue?
No, not one.
No.
It's quite the time that I've known you.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. That might be the last time I've ever used that word again. So, with all that being said, you weren't on last night. You were sort of away on a trip, but you were nice enough to join me tonight. The first question is, how are you feeling, and how was your trip?
Trip's going all right, but unfortunately, we had a little incident last night. I was on my way back to my hotel, and unfortunately got rear-ended by some lady who I could tell right away that something was wrong with her. And she admitted to the cops that she was on medication. But luckily, it's just cosmetic damage to the rental car. I'm feeling fine, much better today than I was yesterday. But luckily, everything's fine, and everything will be taken care of.
By the way, I wanted to let you know a few of our friends over at some of the other different networks that we're very close with the Back Sports Page. Ted Hicks is going to join us in another minute and a half. Real quick, Ryan, you know, you've been hosting Beyond the Benches now for, what, maybe 2 years? Has it been 2 years already? At least a year.
It's actually been like 2.5 years that I've been doing Beyond the Bench. I was co-hosting Real Sports Talk Radio with you for a couple months, and it was right. Remember we had Chase Blackburn on the day of the Giants' last Super Bowl, Super Bowl 46. We were lucky enough to, the year after.
Yeah, it was a year after, and we had Blackburn on.
Because he was too busy getting ready to play that day. But that would
have been something if we were able to get him from the Giants locker room that year.
Yeah, but and then it was just maybe about a month or two after that that I took reins of Beyond the Bench, and we've had a great run. I had a couple different days. The Sunday mornings were fun, but I'm enjoying the Tuesday night right now. There we go. But everything's going great with Beyond the Bench. We're going to have a lot of great guests coming up for you during the football season, especially for you fantasy fans. As if you are listeners of the show, you know we have a great working relationship with John Lab of FootballDieHards.com. His insights to the game, just the actual game, and also from a fantasy point of view, is second to none. So definitely make sure that you're checking out Beyond the Bench live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And you can also download all the podcasts. Just go to backsportspage.com. You can find the link for the podcast there, or you can, even better, subscribe to Backsports Page on iTunes. This way everything gets sent right to your podcast app if you are the owner of an iPhone.
Yeah, you can get everything through iTunes. And real quick, we're definitely going to join us in about a second, but let everybody know what is Beyond the Benches. What is the concept? Why? You know, what do you do on it? What's the show about? Just give us a quick rundown.
It seems to be a very hockey-based and also football-based. Mainly football. I try and throw in some baseball. But if you're looking for fantasy advice also, we've become one of the go-to fantasy shows with the Back Sports Page Radio Network. We had a four-part college fantasy football, which is starting to really pick up in the industry. We had a four-part special with John Laub breaking down this year's college fantasy football prospects and how the college fantasy football game differs from the fantasy football that we're all used to, and what makes it so great is that you have so many teams to choose from. And there are a lot of times that you can go into your regular fantasy football draft, and if you are the owner of multiple teams, you tend to get similar players from similar teams. There are so many people, so many players, so many teams, so many conferences to choose from in college fantasy football that you never end up with a similar team.
That's pretty cool. And Ryan, I just want to let you know our good friend Ted Hicks has joined the show. Ted, how you doing tonight, my friend? Hey, Ted, are you there?
I am here. I like to call myself a professional broadcaster like you guys, so I actually was on mute.
I've done that before. I've done like the first 5 minutes of a show. I'm like, how come no one's responding? Why is that
They're
happening?
They're not laughing. Why aren't they laughing
at my joke? Oh, they can't hear me. So, Ted, we were talking before, earlier today, and it's funny, and Ryan and I have had this conversation before, and, it's funny with this industry, it's funny with broadcasting, with podcasting, with doing live shows and, doing these different types of podcasts and calling into your friend's shows. It's such a interesting industry, and the diversity of the friends and the contacts you make. Like you and I were talking, like I think I said it to Nicole, and I think I sent you the message too, that if Nicole Monique, who's on That's What She Said Sports down in Atlanta, and Ted, with everything that you do, and Danny, and if we were all like lived like close enough and worked together, my God, we'd be a kick-ass team, wouldn't we?
Oh, totally. Totally. I just want to take a step back and say, guys, thank you for having me on the show. I definitely appreciate it. And I'm usually on the other side. I'm usually, you know, asking the questions and poking and prodding and making people feel uncomfortable. But I definitely will, Randy, I'm going to definitely go to you and Ryan for some fantasy tips because I have a draft tomorrow, September 3rd, because the commissioner wanted to have it the last possible second. So the last possible ACL could be blown, and then we can make our tips. But getting back to what you said before, it was really important. If we did live in the same vicinity, we would definitely be a kick-ass team. But that's the power of the internet. It's kind of like we don't need to be in the same vicinity, and we're already, you know, kicking ass and taking names later.
Yeah, it's true. Now, Ted, tell us about you're not just doing sports; you're doing some other things. Tell us about all these different projects that you're involved with, because like you're doing some serious, some serious stuff. I was gonna go explicit there, but I'm not gonna go that route. I'm not that guy. You know what I mean?
It's a family show. It's a family show, right?
Yeah, definitely. Always is.
Well, let me start here. Without eating too much time up. How long do we have? 2 hours? Okay, I'll take the rest of the show. No. All joking aside. We do a lot, and we're involved with a lot. Here's the 2-minute overview of what I do. So, yes, we all love to talk sports. For me, I'm a parent. So let me not even talk the sports part. So what I do is on Wednesday nights on Blog Talk Radio on the Happy Hour Network, so blogtalkradio.com/Happy Hour Network, every Wednesday starting next week again, we're going to be in season 2 of Late Night Parents. Late Night Parents is a website. Myself and Adam Cohen put together and founded many, many, many years ago. And it basically is a spot for mainly for the dads and for the dad bloggers, because historically you always hear about the moms and the mom bloggers and not how the dads are involved with their kids. So we started putting that together and putting out posts and working with various vendors and I've been all over from that perspective. So but last September I decided to add a new component to it, which was to add the podcasting piece to it. So every week, I mean, all over the world, I get to speak with people that are, you know, kind of like game-changing subject matter experts in technology, whether it's mobile apps, in education or legal education. We talk a little bit of sports, but not too much, very light on the sports, but when it encompasses youth sports or, you know, let's just say, yes, we will talk about the World Series or we will talk about the All-Star Game. But most important, we talk product reviews all the time. We do giveaways. But most importantly is most of us, what ties us all together is we're parents. Now, I know for some of you that are not, you know, biological parents, you have a nephew or a niece that looks up to you, or, you know, there's someone that you've affected some type of change in their life that you may know or you may not know. So we speak with people all over, like I said, all over the globe, from authors to entrepreneurs, you name it. So what I try to do is have a 60-minute discussion. And I try to involve 3 people, you know, and we try to do it, you know, in different locations and kind of hear their story, and they talk about their products and how it's kind of changed their lives or how they're impacting others. So whether it's someone that agreed to give away 1,000 backpacks to kids that are in need, or someone that's developed a mobile app or some type of low-cost cell phone for families that don't have the money or that those that don't want to deal with contract-type phones. I mean, it's everything. We talk with people who've written books on depression, anxiety, you know, so it's like I said, it's a grown-up type podcast where we sit, we talk, and I actually enjoy it. So the first season, which we just completed, there were 38 one-hour shows. And so I could tell you guys, with all joking aside, I think I might have interviewed about 90 different people last season.
Wow.
So, and it was really, yeah, really refreshing. But I don't want you to think I do it all by myself. I do it with a great team. We have great PR teams from all over that reach out to me. So the most I do is I open up my email and people are kind of reaching out to say, hey, I want to have my person, you know, I want to have such and such person speak with you. And it's really enriching. So the site, again, is latenightterrence.com. You can find me on Twitter at Real Ted Hicks. You can follow the Real Night, Late Night Terrence on Twitter. So that's kind of the piece I do that I don't talk about sports. That's where I guess I act like a grown up, and I try to
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
You know, I mean, it's I'm sitting there and I'm like, I mean, a lot of times, guys, I'm outmatched. I'm outwitted. I'm sitting there like, okay, this guy is a PhD, and I'm not. And let me see the questions that I'm going to ask him. But as you know, Randy, there's Ryan, if you're still on here, there's, you know, a lot of times when you deal with PR, there's questions you can't ask, there's questions that you can't ask. Last season, I had someone, Miss Christine Connolly. Now, when I say that name, it doesn't ring a bell, but I had Christine used to be Chris Connolly, Christopher Connolly. And just before Caitlyn Jenner, you know, was introduced to the world, I had Christine Connolly on, but not for the, you know, the fanfare. We talked about transgender youth, and the high rate of suicide. So some of the discussions can get a little heavy, and those are just a little small piece of some of the discussions that we have. I mean, like I said, it's not sports. It's not talking about your favorite player, but it's talking about stuff that, for me, it matters. It matters. And you know, like I said, we do try and make a difference and spend time with specific people. So that's kind of like the most unique project that I'm working on that doesn't involve sports. The other stuff, I don't want to say it's the fun stuff, but every Saturday, I co-host with Lee Val, and we talk baseball, beer, and barbecue. We talk latest and greatest MLB, MILB. We talk about latest and greatest restaurants, food, craft beers, you name it. We have all types of experts on there. And that's right now, that's basically a podcast. We might do something more live when it comes down to the World Series or as it gets closer to playoff time. But every week for 60 minutes, we talk the talk, we have a great time, laugh, and all of the above. The website is Baseball Beer Barbecue, baseballbeerbbq.com. Todd Vandenberg is one of our featured writers on the website where, like I said, we're talking beer, we're talking food, we're talking all types of topics in regards to sports.
I actually would like to integrate those three into one question.
Okay.
The best. What's the best stadium that you've been to, whether it's major league or minor league, to go to if you're going to really enjoy the day, where you're looking for a food and a beer type day when you're going to a stadium? What's your favorite stadium in that regard?
I've been to several, and I don't want to sound like a homer and say Citi Field because it's 20 minutes away because I've been there the most, but I would say of all parks I've been to, most fun I've had, most user fan-friendly park was Camden Yards, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm going to double that with a Boo Pal sandwich. There's nothing like going there, standing in line, waiting the 10, 15 minutes to get yourself your Boo Pal sandwich and craft beer. Let's see what type of craft beer. I mean, I can just go Samuel Adams, or I can go the third one is a real good one because I've had a lot of great craft beers. We can go IPA. So it's kind of across the board with that last one. But I would say Camden Yards.
It's funny because the two stadiums that you mentioned are actually my two favorite stadiums. The stadium experience at Citi Field for the family, I think, is that's best family experience. And I've got two little girls at home. And my 3.5-year-old daughter absolutely loves to come to Mets games with me. She loves that we can go and take a picture with Mr. Met. She loves that she can go to the little ball field that they have for kids and hit off the tee and run the bases. The Citi Field family experience is great. And from a baseball experience, Camden Yards was absolutely the best. And next time you go to Camden Yards, I'm pretty sure you've probably been there if you've gone to Camden. Make sure you check out the bar Pickles after the game across the street. It's one of the best bars I've ever been to.
Okay. I will say this much, Ryan. There was one weekend where it was Ravens Browns at M&T on a Thursday night game, and then I think Friday night I went to Orioles Red Sox. So, like, with me, having two kids at home and everything, I try to make, when I do these trips nowadays, I try to do a combo trip. So I've been dying to get to the National Stadium because I heard it's kind of the same makeup of Citi Field and Camden Yards. I think I don't know if it was the same architects, but I've been dying to get there. I've driven past there a few times, and I went to FedEx Field for a Redskin game.
I was a little upset because I'm a baseball junkie, and I'm actually on the road on a business trip right now, and I spent last night in Burlington, and I thought I had read the schedule that the Vermont Lake Monsters were going to be home, but they actually went home today, and I'm not in Vermont anymore. But going to a minor league stadium is probably more fun than going to a major league game at a quarter of the price.
Totally agree with you. But like I said, the co-host and I, Lee Val, I just got my Tennessee Smokey fitted cap from he had just went to a game down there, and it's true. I mean, I can tell you this much. This is a little bit off topic, but I went to a Cosmos soccer game. And I got to tell you, either it was rollback prices, but it's so different than, like you said, going to like one of the four professional sports, organizations, going to one of those games, going to a minor league or going to something that's, you don't want to say it's off-brand, but you can get a beer, you can get something to eat, and you didn't break the bank.
Yep. Yeah,
so
there's so many great stadiums just in sports, and then there are some crappy ones also. Ted, while I have you on the phone, and this is a conversation that Ryan and I were talking about having last week, I just don't think we got the opportunity to do it, was athlete interactions. We, you know, Ryan and I have been working together for, you know, on different projects. Ryan, how long now? Like close to 6 years, 7 years?
I think it was 2008 that we started to get the ball rolling with Back Sports Page, and I think we launched early 2009.
It was 2009 and 2010 from
the inception.
Yeah, it was actually late 2009, beginning of 2010, and Ryan and I have had so many interactions together with athletes. So Ted, I guess I'll start with you. Like, who have you met, and what's good stories have you been able to sort of come up with?
That's a good one. I got to think on this. Okay. Athletes that I've met that there's been a great story.
It doesn't have to be a great story. It could be just, I think Ryan and I have some positive and negative experiences. I start just laughing a little bit because when I say the word negative, I have two that come to mind. And I know,
okay.
Ryan's probably got – while you think of yours, I'll tell one of them.
Okay.
And for me, it happened last year. Every year, Ryan and I go to a bowling event in Wallington, New Jersey, for the Giants. And I think Ryan and I both said last year was the poorest turnout as far as the team was concerned, as far as the players. There was only like four, like the first couple of years we went, there was like 10 players, 12 players, and the number has been diminishing. And last year there was like four players. And
wow.
Last year the place kicker, I always pronounce his name wrong, so Ryan, just correct me with his name now.
Oh, you mean the long snapper, Zach Diossi?
Yeah. Yes, Zach Diossi. And Zach comes over to us and starts talking with us. And I brought one of my buddies with me, and Ryan was there too. And both guys were named Ryan. And so Zach looks at us and he says, yeah, I haven't gotten much sleep. I just had a kid. And, Ryan looks at him and says, I have one and I have another on the way. And my other buddy, Ryan, goes, yeah, I have a 3-year-old at home. Then he looks at me and goes, how many kids do you have? I said, I don't have any kids. And then he says to me, you can go F yourself.
Yep.
I knew he was just joking, but it was still wow. And then later on in the night, I asked him, I probably shouldn't be saying on the air, but it doesn't really matter at this point. I asked him, honestly, I'm like, how do the players really feel about the media off the record? And he says, we hate you effers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The thing is, though, when you look at the big picture of it, I understand it. Because our role is to dig for stories. And sometimes when you start digging on people, you start finding things that, A, they don't want out, or B, it's not the most flattering things. So I understand that perspective of why they're constantly in their faces when we win or lose. We're right there all the time.
But guys, you got to think. I mean, you know, everyone loves Michael Jordan, right? And they kind of detest LeBron James. I mean, well, the love is coming back to him slowly. But you got to think about it. 24/7, that is a hot mic. You know, people went crazy when Richard Sherman was going crazy a few years ago talking about Crabtree. But, you know, in the heat of the battle, that hot mic is stuck in his face. And that's the fact of, you know, nowadays, well, not nowadays, but in the last, you know, 5 to 7 years with the TMZ and you know, these guys are just getting hunted down. Of course, I could see them not liking us because they're just like, oh, you're just looking for a soundbite and you're looking for Twitter followers. and you're looking for hits for your blog. And if the tables were turned, would we be saying the same thing? That's a big question. A very PG story. I had the opportunity to meet. I was doing an event for Pampers a few years back at Citi Field, and I had the opportunity to meet Eli Manning. And believe it or not, because PR, you gotta love PR, but sometimes they work you a little bit. And I was under the impression I was gonna get 3 minutes with Eli Manning. Well, I walk into the room, I see a room full of, you know, other bloggers, and you know, you got a couple of minutes with him, but you know, you got your, basically I just had a photo op. So and it was just really like, hey, I'm just here, and you know, they had just won the Super Bowl, and I was just like, you know, hey, thanks, you know, thanks so much. You made our city proud. And it was kind of like, you know, it was great, but it was a ho-hum type deal because I guess my expectations weren't met by PR. It wasn't really Eli's fault. Just, I mean, he shook my hand, we smiled, we took the picture, and I'm like, dang, this guy is big. You know, he doesn't look so big on TV, but whew. But I'm thinking of situations where I was turned off. I'm going to have to tweet it to you guys or something. I'm drawing a blank because I'm sure there's been a time where I'm sure there's been a few times where I was just like, really? That just happened? I'm like, oh, this guy's a, you know, he's a D-bag or something like that. But
well, it's funny. I'm laughing is because at another event that Ryan and I attended, Ryan had his experience, had his, you know, with his, I don't want to say bad experience, but he had his experience with a Giant player, a former Giant player. Ryan, care to jump in on that?
He might have dropped.
He might have dropped.
He might have dropped. Randy, I'm trying to remember going into Wayne Corbett's restaurant out here on Long Island, like right off the Hempstead Turnpike. I'm just thinking of, geez. Nah, I'll leave Corbett alone because he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's another good guy.
I'll explain Ryan's story. We went to an event called Children of the City. It's run by David Tyree. And he does a great job for this event every single year. And we went there, and who was there? Plaxico Burress. And I'm sitting there going, oh, this could be a good opportunity. So Ryan goes over to him, and he gives Ryan pretty much one-word answers. And Ryan goes,
that was not.
And then Ryan looks at me and goes, that's not my finest moment. And I said, yeah, I understand. So this year when we went to the David Tyree event, Odell Beckham Jr. was there. A lot more players were there this year. Steve Weatherford was there a couple days after he got into his car accident. So we're all sitting there talking. We're talking. The Plaxico's there again. So I go over, and he's like, hey, man, what's going on? I'm like, no, man, listen, I'm a member of the media. I just wanted to ask you a couple questions. Oh, turns around and walks away. I mean, I'm like, man,
wow.
I can't win with that. I can't win with that. So, but like,
I'm back. I apologize for my brief absence from the conversation.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I explained your story about Plaxico. So if you want to go into more, if you want to go into more detail about the Plaxico story, please feel free.
Yeah, so we're covering the David Tyree charity bowling event, and we're in this VIP room, and there were a lot of Giants there that night, and Plaxico shows up, and it's getting near the end of the time that the media has with the players before they have to go down and start bowling with the people who paid the money for it. And I go up to Plaxico and I say, hi, Plaxico, Ryan Stern, backsportspage.com. And he looked at me as if he wanted to pull a gun out of his sweatpants and shoot me in the leg instead of himself. And I'm standing there and I'm asking him all these PC questions about coming out for David Tyree for the event for the kids. And I'm literally standing there thinking, this is the most awkward feeling I have ever felt in my life. And I couldn't wait for the moment to be over, even though this is one of the, he had one of the most heralded catches in Giants history, winning them a Super Bowl in the final minute of the game. And I'm standing there and I'm like, I can't wait for this game to be, this interview to be over.
Wow. I can top that with a recent one. I was at Giants practice last week, and I'm very big with the running back story for the Giants this year. We had booth Andre Williams, Rashad Jennings, Shane Vereen. And so I don't know if either of you guys ever gone to practice to cover the team, but they give us, you go to one of the guys and deal with a list, and you say, who do you want to talk to? I really wanted to talk to Jennings because he does a lot with charity. But I said, give me, I give them their numbers. I go 34, 44, 23, 5, and 98. So DeMondre Moore. Just to see if I can give you DeMondre Moore. Oh, and Hanoski. You always ask for Hanoski just for the simple fact that it's Hanoski. He's always got something good to say. So they gave me Hanoski first, one-on-one. It was a great interview. Played it last week on the show. It was really, really good. Then they give me Andre Williams. And I'm like, okay, cool. Second year running back. Love the story. Talk about the experience he got last year. And I always said to everybody, like, why doesn't Andre really come out and do interviews? So like, he's not that great of a quote. I'm like, all right, well, whatever. They gave me Andre and pretty much how Ryan just described Plaxico was the exact same way I felt about Andre. It was like, it was painful trying to get answers out of him. Not because like Plaxico was just on purposely being a jerk, but Andre just doesn't, he's one of those guys where he's just not a talker. And when you get those guys who are just not talkers, it's very, 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 very hard. And there's some guys who don't want to be talking. And there's other guys that do want to be talking. I just caught Andre on a day where he didn't want to be talking. And, man, it was a painful interview. If everyone ever wants to hear that interview, I'll be glad to send it. I can't even air it. It's one of those things where it's painful.
I've got a similar one, believe it or not, with Curtis Martin. I didn't do the interview. I wasn't there to do the interview. One of my buddies stepped in on my behalf, and he said it was a horrendous interview. And he shared it with me, and it was the standard one-word answers. And I was like, really? That's one of those moments where you say you were let down. Because you're like, this is Curtis Martin. I mean, all-around great guy. Maybe caught him on a bad day, but it was at an event. It was for a specific charity, and of course this was after his playing days, because it was like within the last, 18 to 24 months this took place, and I saw the interview, and I said, oh man, we can't even post it. It was that bad. So, Randy, I feel your pain.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, too, because as many bad situations that we've had, and Ryan will attest to this too, as many bad ones we've had some really good ones too. Ryan, I don't remember which one your favorite would be. I know for me, a lot of them had to be, like, I remember when I covered the Nets-Orlando game, the year they traded Vince Carter to Orlando. So it was Vince's second game back to New Jersey. And I remember going to Coach, because Coach, in the NBA, if you never covered the NBA before, they give you 45 minutes before the game to be in the locker room. And around that same point, the coach comes out and talks to do pregame. I went outside for Stan Van Gundy's media session. I was the only one there. I'm like, all right.
Wow.
So I had a good 10 minutes with Stan Van Gundy before everybody else. So, and a couple of people straggled over and jumped in. But I was asking all these different questions about the team, and it was just great because we were a month away from the playoffs. They were going to make a deep run that year, and they ended up making a deep run to the conference finals. And it's just, man, like, you know, it was like one of those surprise things where you just had all this time with the head coach of the team, and you never get that. Even if you tried, you never get that.
I'll close with this one really quick. Name you might not find familiar, David Gillibrand, who's a NASCAR driver.
Yep.
Yeah, he's with NASCAR. I did an interview with him and his son. You want to talk about nervous and feeling uncomfortable because it's not a sweet spot. But I got to tell you, the nicest guy.
Yeah, there are two athletes that really stand out for me with my favorite. One is my favorite interaction, and one is my favorite interview. My favorite interaction is Steve Weatherford. There is nothing this guy won't talk about. There is nothing that he won't joke about with you. All he wants to do is have a good time. He really is a blast to be around. And my favorite interview was I got to do a spot with Joffrey Lupul, who's an NHL player. And this was during his year off from hockey while he was battling a rare blood infection. He had to take a year off. And he really got into what he was feeling during this time off and what bleeds inside of him to try and get back to the game. And it was really an eye-opening interview. And it was actually one of my my first features for the site after it launched.
Well, I'll tell you real quick my favorite interview and my favorite interaction. Favorite interview has to be Jason Kidd, just because I had him on the phone. It was supposed to be a 10-minute interview, and it turned out to be 45 minutes, and it was just damn good. I mean, the first half was all cherry, and then he was playing for Dallas at the time. They had just beaten Miami, so I was talking with Jason, and we talked about his whole career in Phoenix and New Jersey and Dallas. It was awesome. So that's my favorite interview. Interaction-wise, was my first day as an intern with the New Jersey Nets. Ted, you never heard this story. Ryan, you might have heard this story. My first day as an intern was a game day. And the game was the Washington Wizards versus the Nets during the 2003 season, the second straight year the Nets went to the finals. And this was Jordan's last appearance at the Meadowlands. And this is my first day of being an intern. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And one of my jobs was I had to go with a recorder to the visiting locker room and follow the media around because the media, we have to wrap this up, but the media can't be in two places at one time. So they send the interns in to follow the media, so who's ever asking questions, get a couple quotes, write them up, and hand them out to all the rest of the media. So if they need quotes for their articles, they have them. And afterwards, I looked at Michael and I said, I just want to let you know I'm a really big fan and so on and so forth. You know, growing up, I was a huge fan of yours. He says, if you want to take my sneakers, take my sneakers. And apparently, he knew that as an employee, I'm not allowed to take those sneakers. So it just turned into this whole thing where the PR director actually set me up to not take those sneakers, like, you know, just to test to see if I would take them. I didn't, and that's when they knew that I was going to be okay. But Jordan was so nice, and he was such a nice guy. I shook my hand. I was like, this was really cool. So, guys, thanks for coming on for a few minutes. And Ted, I hope it lives up to your expectation level of coming on and hanging out with us for a few minutes.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Like I said, guys, thanks so much. And definitely want to get you guys on, you know, on the other side and interview you guys and talk about your shows and everything, all the good, great stuff that you guys are doing.
Well, we appreciate it. We'll definitely have you on. Ryan, Beyond the Benches every Tuesday.
Guys, I'm back tomorrow night, Real Sports Talk Radio. Amani Toomer, former New York Giant. Check out the interview that I did. It's, I can't miss. See you guys tomorrow night.